This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Please join us at 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart at 9:30 a.m. each Sunday morning. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
Bob, do you want to share anything?
Okay. What I was just thinking about is when somebody rejects Christ in you, it's easy just to walk away and say, well, they rejected Christ, so I don't have anything to do with that. And what the Lord reminded me just now is that you're supposed to love your enemies. So I'm going to have to lean over here.
Right.
I get short of breath when I stand up. So I was taken to a hospital, man's infrastructure, and they had a junk, invasive stuff. First question was, have you been a compliant citizen and done you know what? First question. Next one says, no, I'm trusting Christ. And then I was mocked. So there you go. That's what lost in their career, the highest position at that hospital. That's where they're at. They don't know Christ.
Yeah.
Hundreds of people on that floor, probably 200 people on the eighth floor. But as I came in here today, and this happened to me once before where somebody rejected me. And I says, well, they reject the Christ in me, and then I walk away. You can't walk away. That person's hurting inside. It's not convenient. Their expertise, maybe the level they're at, you just have to keep loving and praying for them. So now I have the burden to pray for that individual. And that person directs hundreds of people. When you meet nursing people, some of them are willing to be there, and others, it's just a job. So there's human beings involved in helping other people. It's a life and death situation. So don't reject somebody because they rejected the Christ in you. Be an example to them. I'm just so grateful that God saved me in 1977. My life has never been the same. And the completeness of depending on Him that I needed for the last 6 weeks is a result of that long time. My son wanted to know what I've been watching and what I've been listening to. And I've just been watching the Lord and listening to His Word. I watched maybe in 6 weeks a couple archery hunting shows that were 15 minutes long, but I've done that. I mean, it's not the same as being out there.
Yeah.
I want the real deal from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I'm so glad to be back.
Praise God. Well, when the Lord said to me, you need to speak on decreeing and declaring. Decreeing and declaring. And that's what we've been hearing all morning. Decreeing and declaring. Hallelujah. We just spoke the other day about the river giver. The river giver is Jesus, right? The life giver. The life giver. And so we are to rest in Him. We're to reside in Him. And we are to resist every work of the enemy. through him. Through him. Hallelujah. Ezekiel talks about the river of life. I know we looked at this. I've got to just say it again. Ezekiel 47. Ezekiel 47, 9 through 11. Everywhere the river of life goes, it brings life. Everywhere it goes. You are filled with the river. Kathy, good to see you. I knew we're going to be seeing more and more of our people coming back. I'm just going to aggravate the devil by saying something, all right? You may have to pray over what I'm going to say, but I'm going to aggravate the devil by saying something. If the church cannot trust God to gather and worship during the time of the attack, how could the church think we could lead anybody to Christ? If we cannot trust God in this nation with all the comfort that we have and all of the faith and all of the belief, how could any of us think that we're going to reach one lost person? It's time for the church to be the church and to speak the word of God without compromise and without hesitancy. We've had a hiccup and a hesitancy in making those declarations. But God is calling us. God is calling us. He's stirring us. And the enemy's tried to shut us up and shut us down. We will speak life. We will think life. We will continue to receive life. And we will continue to give life. Because that's who we are in Jesus' name. The Dead Sea is dead because it has no exit. And so the enemy would love for you and me to not release what God is bringing into us. I've been in the Dead Sea. You go into the Dead Sea, it's like jello. It's so full of minerals, you cannot even sink. But not a living thing is in it because it has no outlet. And the enemy desires to pour into the life of the Christian stuff and to keep us shut down with his message. But we just need to say, whatever the enemy is bringing, when it is confronted with the life of God and the power of the Holy Spirit that is in us, it becomes a living message. That's what Nick just shared. Even COVID has become a living message. The devil brought it in as an instrument of death. It is transformed by the power of God and becomes a message of life that flows out of us. So if we could see everything that is in opposition against us, Romans 8:28 would make more sense, that all things are working together for good because the anointing of God transforms the plans of the enemy into a work of God. The cross is a picture of it. What was the greatest scheme that hell ever had? It was to put to death the Son of God. And because that was fulfilled and he could not be held by death, he was released and we have life today. So, the living life of Christ in us is greater than. I said this over the last maybe 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I'm going to say it again this morning. A good scripture for us to get a hold of, Psalm 118:17. I will live and not die. I will live and not die. If you're under attack, you may need to just go to that scripture and say, I will live and not die. This is the word of the Lord. We're going to be looking at decreeing and declaring. We have many people today that are praying. I hear a lot of good prayers, decreeing and declaring. I want to suggest to you that we add one little part to our decrees and our declares. And that is this line, it is written. For it is written. Say that with me. It is written. Now, if I, in my natural mind, declare something and decree it, and it's not in the Word, and it's not in the will of God, how many of you understand I'm just talking? However, if you are speaking what is in the Word of God and is in the will of God, as you speak, you are declaring and decreeing what is written, and what is written cannot be changed, even though all hell would stand against it. What is written? Jesus, in Luke chapter 4, and we're going to go to Luke chapter 4, so I want you to just run over there with me. Luke chapter 4. As you're turning over there, I want to just share with you this prayer, this decree, this declaration that is on my heart this morning. I ask for the salvation of the nations. I ask for the redemption and restoration of the church. I ask for the harvest. The harvest of those who abide in God. This is the harvest that John says, if you abide in me, you will thrive in me. There is no other message. There is not a message of abiding and surviving. It is a message of abiding and thriving. We understand the difference, right? It's not just I'm connected to God. The Word says we are like that vine that's connected. But Jesus is literally saying, if you endeavor, desire to abide in me, I will abide in you. And those who abide are those who are thriving in God. If you do not sense you're thriving, then you need to check your abiding. Because if your mind and the meditation of your heart is on anything other than what the Word of God gives you authority to decree and declare, if it's somewhere else, then your abiding is not going to be a thriving relationship. But God desires every one of us in this room and those who will watch, those who are watching, to have a thriving relationship in Jesus' name. It is now harvest time. It's now harvest time. Say, well, you said that a month ago. Yes, a month ago it was harvest time, but I'm still here. Now is harvest time. It is now harvest time, and I must work for the night is coming when no man can work. Now, I've just shared several different things with you that come from the Word of God. So I can, all of those, I could give you scriptures for all of them. I can decree them and declare them. And this, I believe, God desires us to do. Let me share this again with you. I'm not sure that I read specifically what the Holy Spirit was burning in my heart back on the 15th of July. And you know this. As I read it, you know this. A spiritual battle, this spiritual war that we're in, will never be won by natural, physical means and methods. Never. 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 When I listen to Vladimir, the Jewish doctor, speaking to Israeli leaders about COVID and the vaccination, and when he gave reference to this fact that what we're going through in this day with COVID, This is a spiritual battle. It's spiritual. It manifests in the natural flesh, but it is a spiritual battle. It is a spiritual, intentional plan of the devil to destroy life. Do you understand that the promise of God is that during the days of the tribulation, there are going to be 12,000 raised up virgin Jews that will not bow their knee to the God of this Antichrist age? They will be pure. They will be holy. Do you think it's an accident that in Israel that they have one of the highest vaccination rates, but they also have one of the highest resurgent rates? The spike, they have the highest vaccinations with now a return of some of the highest resurgence of the disease. I listen to this doctor as he's saying, are you going to trust a vaccine? Are you going to trust a government? Or are you going to trust the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Church, listen, if we will bow our knee to the medical profession and the gods in this nation today, in this hour of beginnings of pains, of birth pains, who is going to stand during the day of greater attack of the enemy that is planned? What we faced is a small thing. You go, it's not a small thing. Oh, many of us have already come under attack. Why? To strengthen us, not to take us out. To strengthen us so that we will be prepared for the next attack of the enemy. And so we can say like David, when Saul was trying to dress him up in his armor, David said, I can't wear your armor. You can't wear my armor. I can't wear your armor. David said, I can't wear your armor, O king. It was probably a great set of armor for the king. The only problem is the armor had been filled with a wimp. The armor had covered a defeated man. The armor was covering a man that had no spiritual integrity. And many in the body of Christ have covered themselves with words, but you've not covered yourself with the authority, because when we do, you will walk it out. You won't hide. You won't look for a hole. You will barge forward in Jesus' name. I'm not saying to be senseless or to not use the brain God has given you. I'm telling you that that spirit of fear needs to go out the door in Jesus' name. And the church needs to get back to being the church again. And we need to show the world that we're not like them. The world is full of fear. They're full of a spirit of fear. They are moved to hide. They are moved to do crazy things. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Church, listen, that is not who you are. You are a warrior. You are bold. You are strong. You're courageous. God has delivered you. God has delivered you from hell. And God delivers you today from the hell tender. From Satan. God delivers us today. And we are free in Jesus' name. A spiritual battle will never be won by natural, physical means and methods. Never has been. Never has been. David understood something. He was safer with God than he was with the big sword of Saul. He was safer with a slingshot than he was with the Uzi of the devil. Wouldn't work. He knew that the God, you remember what he said? He said, I faced the lion and I faced the bear. This COVID may be a lion in your life. It may be a bear in your life. This season that we're going through may be step one, step two. It may be the ABCs of faith. It may be the most difficult time in your life. But listen, church, grow up. Stand up. Declare the word of the Lord. Prophesy the word of the Lord and walk it out. I endeavor to preach this word, but let me tell you, if I don't live the word that I preach, my message is useless. It's useless. If we do not stand on the word of God and apply it and live it, then those who are watching us will say, they have nothing that I need. If I'm going to be filled with terror and fear, I have that on the outside. What does the church have? Let me tell you what we have. We have Jesus who is alive and well, and the church is not falling. God is going to raise up a church. I believe some of the old rhinos in the body of Christ need to shake off your old wineskins. Get out of your old religious stuff. Get out of your ruts. Get out of your fears. Get out of your complacency. Get out of your isolation. Get out of your pride. And surrender your hearts and your knees and again say, God, I am going to be a frontline servant. I love what Esther said. If I perish, I perish. So be it. So be it. The worst thing that can happen, Cynthia, is we get promoted to glory. I don't have any problem with that. But I don't intend to bow my knee to the attack of the enemy. A spiritual battle. Yes, I know. This is the third time I'm reading it. I'm going to read it the third time. A spiritual battle will never be won by natural, physical means and methods. A natural battle is always won by spiritual means. Because God is sovereign. Every battle in the natural. All battles are spiritual. They're all spiritual. I'm reading through the Old Testament. I'm reading how God lifts one nation up, puts another nation down. God's in charge of everything. He's sovereign. He oversees. And God's working His plan. And I'm a part of the plan, Michael. And it's awesome. It's awesome. All battles are spiritual. And so I choose to face them in the authority that God has given me. Y'all still here this morning? So I cannot, I must not, I shall not, I will not stop encouraging the body of Christ to live a Spirit-baptized life. Religion won't do it. Living in the shallow pond won't do it. You're gonna have a demand put on you that you do not have in and of yourself. It's spiritual, and you will need the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. Praying, giving, praising. Did you know even reading the Word of God and serving is burdensome to the flesh? I mean, you can desire to be a good person, desire to be a good Christian, but praying can be tiresome without the Spirit. Apart from the Spirit, all of these things are just religious exercises, and they're burdensome. They're burdensome. Faith and absolute trust. Faith and absolute trust. Being at that place where you're living in faith and you have absolute trust. I mean, that's where you're beyond the questions. You're not questioning. Now, there's times when we have questions. There's times I have questions. But there comes a time when your faith needs to move to absolute trust where there are no more questions. No more questions. No, I'm not going over that again, Satan. No, I'm not gonna be bothered by that again, Satan. No, I'm not gonna stay awake being concerned about that again. No, I'm not gonna go there. I know what God has said. I've got it, and I'm gonna move on with God. Faith and absolute trust are elusive mirages without the truth and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We simply cannot do it in our own strength. Only the Holy Spirit can tailor fit the armor of God upon it, God's warriors. Only the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. Put on the full armor of God. The Holy Spirit has to do that and loves to do that. And He equips us for battle so that we can say, having done all, I now stand. So many times people they'll just go, well, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. And if you ask them the question, have you done everything you know to do? You go, well, I hope so. I think so. Only by the Holy Spirit do you know if you've done everything to stand. Because the natural mind is always going to question. It's always going to raise something up. There will always be some thought of the enemy, some attack of the enemy. It'll spring up and you'll question your flesh. You'll question whether you read long enough, you prayed long enough, you witnessed well enough, you did this or you did that. And there will always be questions, except in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And in the Holy Spirit, God brings us to a place where you know, I've done everything and I'm standing in God. Stand ye therefore. I'm standing. You're not shaking like a leaf. I want my boys, I want them to know a dad at home that lives what I preach in here. I want people who know me best to know, Ruddy, that what God's Word says works. And so for that to happen, I need the anointing of the Holy Spirit to be released in my life. I cannot live that kind of a life apart from the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit-filled, the Spirit-baptized life is absolutely imperative to the church. To equip us for battle, to stand bold in defiance of the enemy and the mocking doubt that the demonic spirits would bring. Only by the Spirit do we quench every dart.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name, and fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStuart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Nothing is impossible.